Welcome to our first episode of Book Bites. My name is Lucy Atherton and I'm the head librarian at Wellington College. We hope you enjoy these brief introductions to a wide and eclectic range of books which have inspired staff and students alike and may tempt you to try something new and delve into a good book. I wanted to share with you an inspirational book I've just read. It's called Dancing in the Mosque by Homaira Kadri. It's a memoir of a young girl growing up in Herat in Afghanistan in the 1980s. She lives in an extended family household with a father who is a teacher and has a passion for education, books and reading. The family is traditional in many ways and conforms to the societal and cultural norms of the time. As a small child, Homaira and her siblings live in fear of being killed by what they call invisible bullets of the Russian invaders. Later, they are subjected to the tyranny, fear and restrictions imposed by the Taliban. No dancing, music or books are allowed, and Homaira's father has to bury his beloved collection of books in a metal crate under the mulberry tree in the backyard. Once a year he gets them out to dry in the sun, and the children avidly fall upon them to read what they can in the short time. Girls' schools are closed and the 13-year-old Homaira is distraught. Her mother says, "What are you going to do about this? No point bemoaning your fate. Take action." Homaira starts teaching the neighbour's daughters in her kitchen. This is at great risk to herself and her family. News of the homeschool is discovered by the young refugees in a nearby camp, and putting herself in greater danger still, Homaira starts teaching boys and girls in the tent, which serves as a makeshift mosque. At 16, Homaira narrowly avoids being forced to marry a Taliban commander, but she does have to accept an arranged marriage. The book is subtitled An Afghan Mother's Letter to Her Son, and it includes many letters to her young son Siawash, who she's been forced to part from and longs to see and hear about. This is a moving, sometimes harrowing book that is a powerful celebration of motherhood, books and reading, education and freedom. It's also a story of sacrifice and survival. Homaira shows huge strength and courage as she strives to fight for the rights of women in Afghanistan. The book is also a page-turner, a short, beautifully written memoir that everyone needs to read.